The following is a home program on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 9th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So I'm very happy to be back. I was here the last, I remember coming here before. Nice to be back again. So today we are going to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. By Lord Krishna and His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
This knowledge is the perfection of knowledge.
Tās ir pilnīgas augstākās zināšanas.
It's the king of education.
Tās ir visas izglītības ķēniņš.
It's the most secret of all secrets.
Tas ir vislielākais no visiem noslēpumiem.
It's the purest knowledge.
Tās ir vistīrākās zināšanas.
And because it gives direct perception of a self by realization.
Tāpēc, ka tās dod sevis apzināšanu, tiešu veidu, kā apzināties sevi.
It is the perfection of religion.
Tāpēc tā ir arī reliģijas pilnība.
It is everlasting.
Tā ir mūžiem ilgstu,
and it is joyfully performed.
Un tā ir izpildām ar prieku.
So we are reading from the chapter number 4, text number 34.
Mēs lasīsim no 4. Nodaļas, 34. Pantu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tadvidi pranipatena. Pariprashnena sevaya.
Pariprashnena sevaya.
Upadekshantite jnanam.
Upadekshantite jnanam.
Ganinas tatvadarshinaha.
Ganinas tatvadarshinaha.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to the disciple, to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says 6.3.19, Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without any desire for false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master And when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward his disciple. Therefore, when the disciple is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Vande Sri Guru Sri Jata Vadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Sri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tandritam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Krishna is giving some advice here.
Krishna šeit dod padomu.
Someone may say, well, why, who is Krishna?
Kāds varētu jautāt, teikt, kas ir Krishna?
Why would I want to take advice from him?
Kāpēc, lai gan es pieņemtu no viņa kādu padomu?
I mean, I could listen to my own mind instead.
Tā vietā es varu paklausīties pats savu prātu.
Or I can listen to my friends instead.
Vai tā vietā es varētu paklausīties savus draugus?
Why would I want to listen to this person named Krishna?
Kāpēc, lai es klausītos šajā personā vārdā Krishna?
I mean, I've never seen him.
Es ar to gribu teikt, es nekad neesmu viņu redzējis.
I never met him.
Nekad neesmu saticis.
So why would I want to follow what he says?
Kāpēc, lai es saku tam, ko viņš saka?
Somebody could ask these questions, you see.
Kāds varētu uzdot šos jautājumus.
So why, who is Krishna, you see?
Kāpēc, kas ir Krishna?
And why would we want to listen to him?
Un kāpēc, lai gan mēs vēlētos klausītos?
And why would we want to do what Krishna says?
Un kāpēc, lai gan mēs vēlētos darīt to, ko Krishna saka?
These are very important questions to answer.
Tie ir ļoti nopietni jautājumi, ko atbildēt.
Otherwise, we would be insane.
Citādi mēs būtu vienkārši neprātīgi.
To blindly follow some person we never met.
Lai sakotu kādam, ko mēs nekad neesam satikuši.
We would be crazy.
Mēs būtu traki.
So we have to know who is this Krishna.
Un tāpēc mums ir jāzina, kas ir šis Krishna.
And why do we follow his instructions?
Un kāpēc mums vajadzētu sakot viņu norādījumiem?
So who is he anyway?
Un tātad. Kas viņš ir?
That's the first question. Who is Krishna?
Tas ir pirmais jautājums. Kas ir Krishna?
Yes, who is he?
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Dievs. Krishna is God.
Yeah, ļoti labi. Krishna ir Dievs.
So, that means he's the source of all existence.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš ir visas esamības avots.
That means everything that exists is his creation.
Tas nozīmē, ka viss, kas eksistē, ir viņa radīts.
That means he is the supreme authority.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš ir visaugstākā autoritāte.
Parang Brahma, parang Dhamma, pavitram purusham bhavan. He knows everything.
Viņš zina visu.
He is the richest.
Viņš ir visbagātākais.
He is the most powerful.
Viņš ir visvarenākais.
He is the most famous.
Viņš ir visslavenākais.
He is the most renowned.
Viņš ir tas, kas ir visatsacījušamākais.
He is the most good-looking person also.
Viņš ir visizskatīgākais arī.
He is really good-looking.
Viņš tiešām labi izskatās.
So, Krishna is the supreme in every possible way.
Viņš ir visaugstākais jebkurā iespējamajā veidā.
Because everything that we find to be attractive or desirable, it's all coming from him.
Tāpēc, ka jebkas, ko mēs redzam kā pievilcīgi vai vēlam, tas viss, vai iegūstam, iekārojam, tas viss nāk no viņa.
So, Krishna is not an ordinary person.
Krishna nav vienkārši personība.
He is the most amazing, extraordinary person that you could ever meet in your whole life.
Tā ir visapbrīnojamākā personība, ko jūs vien varētu savā dzīvē satikt.
Would you like to meet him?
Vai jūs vēlētos viņu satikt?
Yes, very good.
Bet labi.
So Krishna is giving in the Bhagavad Gita a way that you can have a meeting with him.
Un Krishna Bhagavad Gita dod ceļu, veidu, kādā jūs varat satikt viņu.
Just like in this country, I think you have a prime minister, yes.
Kā es zinu, jums šajā valstī ir premjerministrs.
I don't know about here, but I know in the U.S. it's impossible to get a meeting with the president.
Es nezinu, kā tas ir šeit, bet Amerikā ir neiespējams satikties ar pašu prezidentu.
He's such a big, important person. He's surrounded by all his assistants and secretaries and generals and admirals.
Viņu ir ielēnkuši visi viņa sekretāri un ģenerāļi un admirāļi un visādi citi cilvēki, jo viņš ir tiks...
You can't even get close to the president.
Jūs nevarat tik klāt prezidentam.
You see. But Krishna, he is even much bigger than the president.
Bet Krishna ir daudz lielāks nekā prezidents.
He is much bigger than the prime minister.
Daudz lielāks kā premjerministrs.
He is really big.
Viņš ir tiešām liels.
He has millions and billions of universes under his control.
Viņam ir miljoni un miljardi visumu, ko viņš kontrolē.
When you go outside at night and look at all the stars in the sky,
kad jūs izējat naktī ārā un paraugaties debesīs uz visām tām zvaigznēm,
that's only one universe.
Tas ir tikai viens visums.
But there are millions and billions of universes and Krishna controls all of them.
Bet ir miljoni un miljardi šādu visumu un visus tos kontrolē Krishna.
They're all his personal property. I mean, he is really rich.
Un tas viss viņam pieder, viņš tiešām ir bagāts.
And powerful and good looking and he's young and he's smart. I mean, he's got everything going for him.
Un viņš ir varans un izskatīgs un jauns un viņš ir gudrs un tas viņam viss pieder.
And you know what?
Un ziniet ko?
He never gets old also.
Viņš nekad nenoveco.
He doesn't become an old man like me.
Viņš nekļūst tāds vecs vīrs kā es.
He stays young forever.
Viņš paliek jauns vienmēr.
Just like you young boys, you see.
Tā kā jūs jaunie puiši šeit.
He stays young forever. He never becomes an old man.
Viņš vienmēr paliek jauns un nekad nekļūst par vecu vīru.
So he's the most amazing boy you could ever meet, you see.
Viņš ir visabrīnojamākais.
Stay young forever, you see.
Paliec jauns mūžīgi.
Krishna is Navayovanam. He's an eternal youth.
Krishna ir mūžīgā jaunība.
He never gets old.
Viņš nekad nekļūst vecs.
He never has to worry about his banks collapsing.
Viņš nesatraucās par banku sabrukumiem.
He has all the wealth in the universe under his control.
Visuma bagātību viņš kontrolē.
And he doesn't have to worry about the currency being devalued or anything.
Viņam nav jāuztraucās par to, ka valūta, nauda paliek nevērtīga.
So he's really the most amazing, powerful person you could ever imagine.
Jā, viņš patiešām ir visapbrīnojamākais, visvarenākais personība, ko jūs varat
satikt. So, how do you get to meet him?
Un kā gan jūs viņu varat satikt?
This is what we're teaching you, you see.
Un tas ir tas, ko mēs jums mācām.
How you can meet him.
Kā jūs viņu varat satikt.
How you can be one of his intimate friends.
Kā jūs varat kļūt par vienu no viņa tuviem draugiem.
We're giving you this information.
Un mēs sniedzam jums šo informāciju.
And Krishna, actually it is Krishna giving the information.
Un patiesībā Krishna sniedz šo informāciju.
And we are simply messengers on behalf of Krishna.
Un mēs Krišnas vārdā vienkārši esam vēstneši.
Just like you may write your friend a letter, you see.
Tā Piemēram, jūs varat uzrakstīt savam draugam vēstuli.
You may have a friend in a distant city, so you write him a letter.
Piemēram, jums ir draugs kaut kur tālā pilsētā, jūs uzrakstat viņam vēstuli.
But you don't personally hand the letter to him.
Bet jūs nenododat viņam šo vēstuli personiski.
You give it to the postman, you see.
Jūs iedodat to pasniekam.
And the postman then, he brings it all the way over here to Riga.
Un tad pasnieks nogādā to tie.
And he brings it to your door. And
tad jūs draugs jums ir uzrakstīts.
And there it is, the letter from your friend from a distant place.
Pasnieks no šīs tālās pilsētas nogādā jums šo vēstuli.
So the postman, he's doing a very important service.
Un tādā veidā pasnieks veic ļoti svarīgu kalpošanu.
He's bringing you the letter from his friend.
Tātad viņš piegādā jums vēstuli no jūsu drauga.
So, the spiritual master, he is the postman.
Un garīgais skolotājs ir pasnieks.
He is bringing the message to you from Krishna.
Viņš atnes jums vēsti no Krishnas.
So what are you supposed to do when the postman comes?
Un kas tad jums ir jādara, kad atnāk pasnieks?
Do you ignore him?
Vai jūs viņu ignorējat?
You tell him to get lost?
Vai jūs sakat, lai viņš pazūd jums no acīm?
No.
Nē.
Krishna says you should, because the spiritual master is bringing the message from me, you should try to learn the truth from him.
Krishna saka, tā kā šis pasnieks nes vēstījumu no manis, tad jums ir no šī pasnieka jāmācās patiesību.
You should inquire from him submissively.
Un jums ir padevīgi, pazemīgi jājautā viņam.
You should serve him.
Jums ir jākalpo viņam.
Why? Because he can impart knowledge unto you.
Kāpēc? Tāpēc, ka viņš var nodot jums šīs zināšanas.
Because he's seen the truth.
Tāpēc, ka viņš pats ir redzējis patiesību.
So, this is the spiritual master is the postman.
Un tā garīgais skolotājs ir pasnieks.
He's bringing you the message from the supreme person.
Viņš atnes jums vēstījumu no augstākās personības.
And if you will open your ears and open your heart,
ja jūs atvērsiet savas ausis un atvērsiet savas sirdis,
to receive this message,
lai saņemtu šo vēsti,
then you will become qualified to meet that supreme person.
Tad jūs sasniegsiet tādu kvalifikāciju, lai satiktu šo personību.
And have the ultimate experience of your life.
Un jums būs savas, un izbaudīt to, kas ir šajā dzīvē galēji būt jāizbauda.
So why would you want to live a drab, dull, gloomy existence?
Kāpēc, lai jums būtu jādzīvo šīta drūmā un nepatīkamā, jātokin šī drūmā nepatīkamā eksistence?
When you can live in the constant association of the Supreme Person.
Ja jūs varat atrasties pastāvīgi biedroties ar augstāko personību.
I mean, do you have fun when you're bored?
Vai tad jums ir garlaicīgi, tad jums ir jautri?
When you're bored, do you like it?
Kad jums ir apnicis viss, tad vai tas jums patīk tāds stāvoklis, ka jums viss ir apnicis?
It's no fun to be bored, is it?
Tas nav nekāda prieka tajā, kad viss ir garlaicīgs.
It's really miserable to be bored.
Tas ir grūti un nožēlojami un smagi.
But just imagine if you can have excitement at every minute.
Bet iedomājieties, ja jums ir sajūsma.
When every minute of your life is the greatest adventure.
Ja katru minūti dzīve ir vislielākais piedzīvojums.
That's the world you will enter into when you redevelop your loving relationship with Krishna.
Un tad, kad jūs no jauna attīstat savas attiecības ar Krishna, tad jūs ieiet šādā pasaulē.
So this is why having a spiritual master is of the utmost importance.
Un tāpēc, tas, ka cilvēkam ir nepieciešams garīgais skolotājs, tas ir pats tik ļoti, ļoti svarīgs.
Because the spiritual master teaches you how to live in an exciting, thrilling, adventurous existence of associating with the Supreme Person at every minute.
Tāpēc, ka garīgais skolotājs jums māca, kā dzīvot sajūsmas un aizrautības un piedzīvojumu pilnu dzīvi, kas ir nepārtraukti biedrojoties ar augstāko personību.
That's the mercy of the spiritual master.
Un tāda ir garīgā skolotāja žēlastība.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches us how to pray to the spiritual master.
Tāpēc Bhaktivinoda Thakur māca mums, kā lūgties garīgo skolotāju.
That my dear spiritual master, you have Krishna, now you please give him to me.
Mans dārgais garīgais skolotājs, tev ir Krishna, lūdzu iedot to man.
So, I can ask if there's any questions now.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Šeit ir teikts, ka ir šajā pantā nosodīti gan akla sekošana, gan bezjēdzīgi jautājumi. Bet es esmu dzirdējis, ka jūs esat teicis, ka nav bezjēdzīgi jautājumi. Kā pareizi to saprast? It is said that in this that foolish questions are condemned. But I have heard that there's no foolish questions. How to understand then what the term foolish questions?
Absurd inquiries are condemned. Yeah. One should sincerely try to understand the science of self-realization.
Cilvēkam patiesi ir jācenšas saprast sevis apzināšanās zinātni.
All any such questions in that mood are always welcome.
Un visi jautājumi, kas ir šādā noskaņā, vienmēr tiek gaidīti.
But if one simply asks for some blessings for, you know, I have a business and I want your blessings that I can increase my profits. You see, how can I increase my profits in my business, Guru Maharaj? And that's not type of inquiry one should have.
Bet pat tie nav jautājumi, tas ir prasības tādas, lai saņemtu svētību, lai uzlabotu biznesa situāciju. Tas nav pareizi.
One should sincerely inquire about how to awaken his dormant love of God.
Cilvēkam ir jājautā, patiesi jājautā, kā gan viņš var to awaken
dormant love of God.
Kā lai atmodina snaudošo mīlestību pret Dievu.
Tas not how those inquiries are always welcome.
Un šādi jautājumi vienmēr ir gaidīti un vēlami.
But if one inquires for some to try to defeat the spiritual master.
Bet ja kāds jautā ar mērķi kā uzvarēt garīgo skolotāju.
Or to try to make him look like a fool.
Vai jautā, lai ar mērķi, lai skolotājs izskatās pēc muļķa.
And such questions are not good.
Šādi jautājumi nav labi.
But your question was good. Other questions?
Jautājumi? Es teicāt, tur snaudo šo mīlestību par Dievu. Vai tad nav galvenais mērķis atgriezties pie Dievu? Vai galvenais mērķis ir attīstīt šo mīlestību?
What is the main goal? To awaken this dormant love to God or to return back to Godhead?
There's no difference.
Nav atšķirības.
Because the only way that you can go back to God is develop pure love of God.
Jo vienīgais veids, kā atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva, ir attīstīt tīru mīlestību uz Dievu.
And if you develop pure love of God, you're going back to Godhead.
Ja jūs attīstāt tīru mīlestību pret Dievu, jūs atgriežaties atpakaļ.
So you can focus on either goal and you'll get the same, you'll get both of them.
Un jūs varat fokusēties uz jebkuru no šiem mērķiem, jūs saņemsiet viņus abus.
There's no difference, actually.
Tur patiesībā nav atšķirības.
If you're qualified to go back to God, you must have pure love of God.
Lai jums būtu kvalificēts atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva, jums ir jābūt mīlestībā.
And if you have pure love of God, you must be qualified to go back to God.
Un otrādi, ja jums ir tīra mīlestība uz Dievu, tad jums ir kvalifikācija atgriezties.
You can't force your way in the kingdom of God by bribery or by gun, you know, by using some weapons or technology.
Jūs nevarat piespiest panākt atgriešanos pie Dieva ar teiksim, uzpirkumiem, kukuļiem vai ieročiem.
Only by developing love of God are you qualified to go to that kingdom.
Šo kvalifikāciju jūs saņemat vienīgi attīstot mīlestību uz Dievu.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi? Is chanting and other practices we practice is this the way to approach how to develop this love or this is just mechanical process?
No, this is the way.
Yeah, that's it.
But don't do it mechanically.
But nedariet to mehāniski.
Krishna says, satatam kirtayantamam yatantascha drida vrita. One should always chant my name 24 hours a day, Krishna's in the orders. So if you want to be a devotee of Krishna, then you must obey his instructions.
Jūs vēlties būt Krišnas kalps, tad jums ir jāseko viņa norādījumiem.
If you do it mechanically like a parrot, there will not be much result.
Ja jūs darīsiet to mehāniski, tā kā papagājs, tad nebūs daudz rezultātu.
But if you do it in love, then you will advance very quickly.
Jūs to darat mīlestībā, tad jūs attīstīsieties ļoti ātri.
Therefore, you should chant Hare Krishna with great affection for the Lord in your heart.
Tāpēc jums ir jāatkārto Hare Krishna ar lielu pieķeršanos, kungu.
Try to chant in a loving way to Krishna.
Centieties atkārtot mīlestības pilnā veidā.
Like a child crying for the mother.
Tā kā bērns, kas raud pēc mātes.
Why did he go away? Why is he walking away, this boy? He doesn't want to hear? Why is he going away? Come back. Yes, you need to hear. Is there some reason he has to leave? Yes, this is very important. Do not think this is some boring, useless talk.
Nevajag domāt, ka šī ir kāda garlaicīga, bezjēdzīga pļāpāšana.
This is the knowledge which is going to give you the supreme perfection of existence.
Tās ir zināšanas, kas jums dos pilnī eksistenci.
This is the knowledge that will give you unlimited happiness in your life.
Un tās ir zināšanas, kas dos bezgalīgu laimi jūsu dzīvē.
Actually, receiving this knowledge is the most important auspicious thing that's ever happened to you in your whole life.
Un patiesībā šo zināšanu saņemšana ir vislabākā, visveiksmīgākā lieta, kas visā.
So try to understand this science.
Un lūdzu, pacientieties saprast šo.
This is the most opportune moment you've ever had in your whole life.
Šis ir vislielāko iespēju brīdis, kāds vien jebkad ir bijis jums dzīvē.
Thank you very much for coming back.
Paldies, ka atgriezāties.
So any other questions?
Kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Vai Krishna var būt ļoti maziņš, tā kā maziņš kudiņš?
Can Krishna be as small as a tiny ant?
Smaller than that?
Vēl mazāks.
He can be smaller than the smallest atom.
Viņš var būt mazāks par vismazāko atomu.
And he can be bigger than the highest mountain.
Un viņš var būt lielāks par vislielāko kalnu.
He can do anything he wants.
Viņš var izdarīt jebko, ko viņš vēlas.
He has unlimited power.
Jo viņam ir neierobežota varenība.
He can be everywhere at the same time.
Viņš var būt jebkur vienlaicīgi.
And he can be sitting in your heart also.
Un viņš var arī sēdēt tavā sirdī.
That is Krishna.
Tas ir Krishna.
Any other questions?
Vēl ir kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Nepatika.
Repulsion.
Should one develop repulsion, distaste to material world to progress better spiritually?
Faith in the material world?
No.
Distaste.
Oh, distaste.
Yeah.
Actually, it's already distasteful.
Patiesībā tā jau ir nepatīkama.
It's only by false advertising we think that it has any taste.
Un vienkārši viltus reklāmas rezultātā mēs domājam, ka tā ir baudāma.
You don't need to cultivate distaste for the material. That's not necessary.
Jums nevajag kultivēt nepatīku pret materiālo pasauli. Tas nav nepieciešams.
And just cultivate a taste for Krishna consciousness.
Kultivējiet patīku pret Krishnas apziņu.
And then you automatically experience how distasteful is this material world.
Un tad jūs galu galā automātiski izjutīsies, cik ir nebaudām šī materiālā pasaule.
There was one great saint. He spoke about this point.
bija kāds svētais, kas par to runāja.
Before he became a great saint, he was formerly a great materialist, very rich materialist.
Un pirms viņš kļuva par svēto, viņš bija ļoti varens un bagāts materialists.
In fact, he was a king.
Patiesībā viņš bija ķēniņš.
In the old days in India, and they were very fabulously rich.
Senos laikos Indijā ļoti bagāts.
But he became a great saint, and he wrote a beautiful prayer.
Bet viņš kļuva par svēto un uzrakstīja brīnišķīgu lūkšanu.
Yadāvadī mama chaitam krishna padāravinde nava nava rasadam aunyuratarantumāsit tadāvadī vatanāri saṅgame smaryamāne bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanam cha. You know the Sanskrit?
Sanskrit.
I will translate. He said, ever since I've been engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna,
kopš tā laika, kad es esmu iesaistīts mīlestības pilnā kalpošanā Sri Sri Radha un Krishna,
tasting ever increasing nectar in that service,
un izbaudot nepārtraukt pieaugošu nektāru no šīs kalpošanas.
Whenever I think about mundane sex pleasure,
ik brīdi, tajā brīdī, kad es iedomājos par seksuālajām baudām laicīgajām,
my lips curl with distaste.
Manas lūpas saviebjās riebumā.
And I spit at the thought.
Un es nospļaujos par šo domu.
He didn't have to cultivate a distaste.
Viņam nebija pat šī nepatika jākultivē.
All he had to do was to dive into that unlimited ocean of Krishna prema.
Viss, kas ir jādara, ir jāienirst arvien dziļāk šajā te bezgalīgajā Krishnas prēmas okeānā.
And then automatically any thought of material sense gratification.
Un automātiski, tad jebkura doma par materiālu jutekļu apmierināšanu, būs nepatīkama.
There is a Sanskrit word.
Ir Sanskrita vārds.
Vantasi. It means vomit eater.
Tas nozīmē vēmekļu ēdājs.
Have you ever vomited?
Vai kāds no jums ir kādreiz vēmis?
Did you want to eat your vomit after that?
Vai jūs gribētu ēst savus vēmekļus pēc tam?
No. No one wants to eat their vomit.
Neviens to nevēlās.
So, one who becomes Krishna conscious,
tas, kuram ir Krishnas apziņa,
sees this entire material world as just a big pot of vomit.
Tas redz visu šo materiālo pasauli kā lielu vēmekļu katlu.
Do you have to cultivate distaste for vomit?
Vai jums ir jākultivē nepatika pret vēmekļiem?
No, we naturally find vomit to be distasteful. Even this young boy, he finds vomit to be distasteful.
Tas ir mums dabiski, pa šis jaunais puisis, viņam dabiski ir riebums.
No one had to train him that vomit is distasteful.
Nevienam nav viņš jāapmāca šie mākslā, ka vēmekļi.
He automatically knows vomit is distasteful.
Viņš automātiski to zina, vēmekļi ir.
By its very nature, vomit is distasteful.
Vienkārši pēc savas dabas vēmekļi ir riebīgi.
So, if you will chant Hare Krishna,
un tā jūs atkārtosiet Hare Krishna,
in emotional love of God,
emocijā mīlestības pilnā pret Dievu,
you will see this material world as one big pot full of vomit.
Jūs redzēsiet šo materiālo pasauli kā lielu vēmekļu kā.
And you will no longer be carried away by it.
Un vairāk tas tā jūs, ne, tā jūs nevilinās.
Is that all right?
Vai ir labi?
Jai. So, are there any other questions?
Vēl ir jautājumi?
That means the whole material world, they are vomit eaters.
Tas nozīmē, ka visa materiālā pasaule ir vēmekļu ēdāji.
The prime minister is a vomit eater.
Premjerministrs ir vēmekļu ēdājs.
The movie stars are vomit eaters.
Filmu zvaigznes ir vēmekļādāji.
The soccer stars, the baseball stars, they're all vomit eaters.
Sportisti dažādi ir vēmekļādāji.
The millionaires, the billionaires.
Miljonāri un biljonāri.
They're all vomit eaters.
Viņi visi ir vēmekļādāji.
So what is the good of all their money and their power and their fame? All of it, they're just eating vomit anyway.
Tad kāda jēga ir no viņas slavas, svaras un naudas, ja viņi vienalga turpina ēst vēmekļus?
But you chant this Hare Krishna mantra.
Jūs atkārtojat Hare Krishna mantra.
You will taste the sweetest nectar every minute.
Tas garšos kā saldākais nektārs.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, any other questions? I liked your question a lot. That was really a good question. Really inspired me. Yes.
Why does meat exist on earth?
Meat?
Meat.
For the meat eaters. Do you eat meat?
Sometimes.
Tell your mother you don't want to eat meat anymore.
Pasaki savai mammai, ka tu negribēsi garu vairāk.
If somebody wanted to eat you, would you like that?
Ja kāds gribētu apēst tevi, jeb ēst tevi, vai tev tas patiktu?
So why would you want to impose your eating upon somebody else?
Nu, bet kāpēc tad tu vēlies ēst kādu citu?
You think the cow out in the field wants somebody to eat her?
Vai tu domā, ka govs, kas ganās, viņa vēlas, lai kāds viņu ēd?
Do you think the fish swimming in the water wants somebody to catch him and eat him?
Vai tu domā, ka zivs, kas peld ūdenī, viņa vēlas, lai viņu kāds noķer un apēd?
You wouldn't want to be caught and eaten.
You would
not want to be caught and eaten.
Tu taču nevēlies, lai tevi noķertu un apēstu.
So why would you want to eat somebody else's body?
Kāpēc, lai gan tev būtu vajadzīgs ēst kādu citu ķermeni?
So you tell the people who are giving you meat, I'm now a vegetarian, I don't take any meat. Don't give me that, take it away.
Un tiem cilvēkiem, kas dod tev gaļu, pasaki, es esmu vegetārietis un es neēdīšu gaļu. Paldies, nesiet to prom.
All right, you'll do that?
Darīs tā.
Very good.
Atlāk.
Okay, next question.
Srila Gurudev, what if one wants to go back home, back to Godhead, for the sake of avoiding death, disease and old age, but not for the sake of serving Krishna there?
Kas tad, ja kāds vēlas atgriezties atpakaļ pie Dieva, tāpēc, ka viņš vēlas izvairīties no vecuma, slimības un nāves, bet ne tāpēc, lai kalpotu Dievam?
He's a Mayavadi.
Viņš ir Mayavadi.
He won't be allowed in.
Viņam neļaus tur ieiet.
So if you want in, you have to be in the mood of serving Krishna.
Jo, lai, ja jūs vēlaties tur ieiet, jums ir jābūt tajā Krishnas kalpošanas noskaņā Krishnam.
Simply wanting out of birth and death is not enough.
Jo vienkārši vēlme tikt ārā no dzimšanas un nāves, ar to nepietiek.
You have to serve Krishna.
Jums ir jākalpo Krishnam.
Next question. Yes, you have a question? Oh, she's on the telephone. Thought she was raising her hand. She was. Next question. So everybody has all the answers now? Okay.
Should we see other devotees as spiritual masters and how should we relate with them?
Vai mums vajadzētu redzēt citus bhaktis kā derīgos skolotājus un kā mums jāveido attiecības ar viņiem?
Actually, Prabhupada says that every Vaishnava is a spiritual master.
Patiesībā Prabhupada teica, ka katrs ik viens Vaishnava ir garīgais skolotājs.
But you have one Vaishnava who is your Diksha Guru.
Bet jums ir viens Vaishnava, kas ir jūsu Diksha Guru.
You are under his order.
Un jūs esat viņa pakļautībā.
You can take instructions from other Vaishnavas if they, by taking their instruction, that strengthens your relationship with your spiritual master.
Jūs varat pieņemt norādījumus no citiem Vaishnaviem, ja šie norādījumi stiprina jūsu attiecības ar jūsu garīgo skolotāju.
But if someone is instructing you in such a way that's pulling you away from your spiritual master, you should not hear from him.
Bet ja kāds jums dod norādījumus tādā veidā, ka tas jūs vēl prom no jūsu garīgā skolotāja, jums nevajag viņam sekot.
Because your duty is simply to remain fixed in following the orders of your Diksha Guru. That's your only duty.
Tāpēc, ka jūsu vienīgais pienākums ir būt stabiliem un sekot jūsu Diksha Guru norādījumiem.
So, my instruction is you should hear from other devotees.
Mans norādījums ir, jums ir jāklausās uz citiem.
Any devotees in good standing in our movement, in ISKCON movement, you should hear from them. You will benefit by their association.
Tie bhakts, kas ir mūsu kustībā, tie ar tiem biedrojoties, jūs pilnīgi noteikti iegūsiet.
But if someone is instructing you in such a way that you deviate from following me, then you must avoid hearing from them.
Bet ja kāds jums dod norādījums tādā veidā, ka tas novirz jums, jūs no maniem norādījumiem, tad jums ir jāizvairās no šādiem.
Is that clear? Yeah.
Tas ir skaidrs.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yeah.
Vai mums ir jābūt iecietīgiem pret apkārtējiem, tie, kur dzīvo savādāk vienalga, vai viņi atgaļu vai uzvedās savādāk, vai jābūt iecietīgiem pret tiem, kas varbūt nedzīvo tā, kā mēs dzīvojam. Mm-hmm.
Kā tu iecietība?
Tolerant.
Tolerant, paldies. Should we be tolerant with other people, with the people we associate with, let's say we live together, or associate with, but who are different, who don't follow the same standards we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should be very tolerant.
You
should deal with them in a very, very compassionate way so that they become blessed by your association.
Jums ir jābiedrojas ar viņiem ļoti ar tādu līdzietību, tādā veidā, ka viņi tiek svētīti ar šo biedrošanos.
Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy.
Vaishnava ir žēlsirdības okeāns.
So your mercy is to keep a loving relationship with them.
Jūsu žēlsirdība ir uzturēt ar viņiem mīlestības pilnas attiecības.
To give them all love and affection.
Dot viņiem visu mīlestību un pieķeršanos.
In a Krishna conscious way.
But caur Krishna's apziņas ceļu.
So that they become elevated by your association.
Lai viņi attīstītos caur biedrošanos ar jums.
Just like it is stated in the Bhagavatam, one should not be a mother unless you can deliver your dependents from birth and death.
Kā Bhagavatam ir teikts, ka nav nevienam jākļūst par māti, ja jūs nevarat atbrīvot savus bērnus.
Shouldn't be a mother, you shouldn't be a teacher, you shouldn't be any kind of leader.
Ja ne mātei, ne skolotājiem, nekāda veida vadītājs nedrīkst kļūt cilvēks, ja viņš nav gatavs atbrīvot sev pakļautos no dzimšanas un nāves ciklu.
So, just like this boy, he's playing, so I separate them, you see. This is to help him to become delivered from birth and death.
Tā kā, piemēram, šie puiši, viņi te bišķi daudzās, un tad viņi tiek atdalīti.
So he can stay focused on hearing, you see.
Lai viņš var palikt fokusēts uz klausīšanos, un tādā veidā tiek sekmēt viņa atbrīvi no dzimšanas un nāves.
So you should instruct your dependents in such a way that it's helping them to advance spiritually.
Un jums jādod norādījumi tiem, kas ir atkarīgi no jums, tādā veidā, ka viņi var progresēt.
But you have to be very tolerant of them.
Jums ir jābūt ļoti biecietīgiem arī.
And gradually win their respect and they're willing to follow your instructions.
Un pakāpeniski iekarot viņu cieņu un vēlmi sekot jūsu norādījumiem.
It's like this boy, he has some respect for me.
Tā piemēram, šim puisim viņam ir zināms respekts pret mani.
So when I told him to move over here, he didn't get upset and started crying, you see.
Un tad, kad es viņam teicu, lai viņš pārceļās no turienes uz šejiem, viņš nekļūs sarūktināts un nesāk raudāt.
Any other questions?
Kādi jautājumi?
Everybody's totally satisfied now. Everyone's happy and
vai visi ir apmierināti, vai visi ir laimīgi šobrīd.
Feeling solidly fixed on the pathway back to home.
Un jūtās stabili nostiprinājušies uz šī ceļa atpakaļ uz mājām.
How many of you would like to become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead in this lifetime?
Cik daudz no jums vēlētos jau šīs dzīves laikā kļūt par baktām atgriezties mājās?
Oh, everyone, it's unanimous. What about you? I don't see your hand. Oh, your hand is okay. So everybody. That's very good. So how many of you are chanting japa now every day? So you need to start, you boys need to start chanting some japa now.
Yeah.
How many are chanting 16 rounds?
Cik daudz atkārto 16 apļus.
The others need to come up the 16 rounds.
Pārējiem ir jāpaceļās līdz 16 apļiem.
How many are you chanting every day?
Cik jūs atkārtojat katru dienu?
Es gadās, ka es izlaižu, bet, nu, principā, dažkārt reizi no rīta. Un pārsvarā, laikam, tā viena reize no rīta.
Sometimes I skip, but actually one round every morning.
That's a good start.
Tas ir labs sākums.
I'm very pleased by that. That's very nice.
Ļoti apmierināts ar to.
Now I'll try it. Now I'm asking you to do two rounds every day without fail. Will you agree to do that?
Es varētu lūdzu jūs skaitīt divus apļus.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Es varētu to darīt. Paldies.
How many are you chanting every day?
Jūs?
Like him.
All right, two rounds every day. And yourself? Yeah.
Unstable.
All right. How many you agree to do every day now on a fixed, steady basis? At least two? You agree to do two a day without fail?
Sure.
All right, very good. Okay, what about this young girl back here in the green?
Сколько? Сейчас. Да. In average, two.
All right, now I'll go to four.
Четыре.
Every day, four rounds, all right?
Хорошо?
Okay. What about yourself?
Yours?
You, yeah.
Try eight, but sometimes less.
10 every day. Without fail. Yeah. About over here on the ladies' side. This young girl, we'll start the young girl here. How many rounds do you do every day? One. Now you have to go to two, all right? Two every day without fail.
Divus, katru dienu bez izlaišanas.
And the lady behind you?
Kundze aiz jums?
None.
None? All right, now you agree to do one round every day without fail?
Es varētu vienu apli dienā.
Very good.
Ļoti labi.
Thank you very much.
Paldies, Liels.
And now you, this lady here with the red hair?
One, two, four.
All right. Okay. How many are you doing?
One
to four every
one
day?
One to four.
All right, now you do four every day without fail.
Tad četrus bez izlaišanas.
Yeah. And the lady here with the red hair?
When my face gets glum, then I start chanting, and then my face starts smiling. But actually, I don't count how many rounds. But every time when I see any sadness around me, so this is what.
This material world is always sad, so you should be constantly chanting 24 hours a day. But since you can't do that, I'm requesting you do, how many rounds can you do each day without fail? Tell me.
Three.
All right, I don't like odd numbers.
No,
will you agree to do 4 rounds every day without fail? All right, very good. Now, what about this nice lady here in the back? Does she know about Krishna consciousness?
She knows.
Does she know how to chant japa?
Она знает, как джапу читать. Yes, she does.
Or how many rounds, my dear lady, how many rounds will you chant every day?
Сколько вы кругов читаете в день?
Молитва.
It depends.
All right, one.
Хорошо.
One every day.
Один круг.
My instruction is one round every day without fail. Okay, very good. Now this Mataji here, are you initiated? Are you initiated devotee in our movement? No? Are you chanting japa every day? How many rounds?
4 to 6.
All right, now you have to do 8 every day without fail. She said, all right, go ahead, Debbie. Hey.
I was thinking she's chanting
16
rounds.
Thank you.
I think she can chant 16 rounds.
All right, Mataji wants you to chant 16 rounds.
Mataji
wants
you to chant 16 rounds.
Sometimes.
But
she can chant 16 rounds every day.
Now you are up for 16 rounds every day. That's your instruction. The easiest way to get your quota done is this. Get up early in the morning and don't eat until you finish your chanting. It's a very simple formula. If you'll do it every day, you'll always get your rounds done. So you're chanting 16 rounds? Okay. All right. Question?
Ja cilvēks neskaita daudz.
Nē, es tam skaitu kādu daudz, un cits reiz krietni lielāk.
Yes. If one chants a fixed number, but sometimes that person chants, let's say, twice or three times more.
A lot more,
yeah. Isn't it harmful? Or
it's great. Yeah, you can chant extra rounds whenever you want. It's very good. But always cover your minimum every day.
Jums ir kā tas minimums jums ir jānoskaita, bet jebkurš papildus aplis, jūs to varat skaitīt, jā, un tas ir.
The more you chant, the better it is.
Jo vairāk, jo labāk.
Any other question?
Do jautājumi?
You boys have questions? Do you want to chant japa? You know how to chant? We don't want to leave you out. We've got everybody else. We haven't gotten your commitment yet. Will you agree to chant on the beads? One round every day, each of you will agree to them? Do you have beads? No. Who's their parent? Huh?
He is.
They're your sons?
For one. Yeah, one.
Which one is your son? This one. So will you agree to, will you get him japa beads?
I can, but we don't live together. It will be difficult to control.
Where is the mother?
In church.
Yeah, it'll be difficult. At the chant secretly.
Yeah, that is. Of course, so, yes.
And who's the parent of this nice boy here? Is his parent here?
No, he came.
He just came as a buddy. Okay. All right. All right, so we'll let you wait for the time in the future when you both can start chanting japa. We're very happy you came today to hear our lecture. Thank you very much.
They can always chant the kirtan.
Kirtan. You can chant as much as you want. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama,
Rama, Rama.
The more you chant these names, you'll become filled with bliss.
Jo vairāk jūs atkārtosiet šos vārdus, jo vairāk jūs piepildīs svētlēm.
All your anxieties will go away.
Un visi jūs satraukumi aizies.
Like the Beatles. The Beatles used to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, the Beatles used to chant Hare Krishna. So I see you have Beatle haircuts.
Es jums ir Beatle frizūras, un Beatlēm patīk atkārtot Hare Krishna.
So if the Beatles can chant Hare Krishna, you can too.
Un ja Beatle varēja atkārtot Hare Krishna, jūs arī varat.
Yes.
What is your opinion if one chants japa for somebody else?
Actually, any chanting of japa that you do, it's for yourself automatically.
Jebkura japa skaitīšana ir automātiski ar jums arī.
Krishna gives you the credit for any chanting that you do.
Krishna dod jums atzinību par jebkuru japas atkārtošanu, ko jūs veicat.
It's not that if somebody else, you know, wasn't able to finish their rounds, that you can chant extra rounds on their behalf and that will count as them finishing their round.
Tas nav tā, ka ja kāds nevar pabeigt savus sapļus, un tad jūs skaitāt it kā viņa vietā tos trūkstošos sapļus, tad viņam tiek ieskaitīts, ka viņš ir pabeidzis tos.
Just like if you want your son to go back to Godhead.
Piemēram, jūs gribat, lai jūsu dēls atgriežas atpakaļ pie Dieva.
It's not that you can chant 32 rounds and he will go back to Godhead.
Tas nav tā, ka jūs 32 sapļus atkārtosies un tagad viņš atgriezīsies.
He has to chant his 16 rounds also.
Viņam ir jāskaita viņa 16 arī.
Everybody has to oil their own machine.
Katram ir jāieļo pašam savu mašīnu.
I cannot chant rounds for your spiritual perfection. You have to chant rounds for your spiritual perfection.
Es nevaru noskaitīt apļus jūsu garīgajai attīstībai par labu. Jums tie ir jāskaita.
Any other questions?
Citi jautājumi?
Is everyone satisfied now?
Vai tagad visi ir apmierināti?
Everybody's ready and alive and enthused to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
Vai visi ir iedvesmoti, entuziasmu pilni, lai kļūtu par Krishnas bhakti.
Everyone's going to stick to their promise they made today?
Vai visi ir gatavi turēties pie tiem solījumiem, kas šodien tika
doti? Yes or no?
Jā vai nē?
All right, now you have to keep your word.
Jums ir jātur vārds.
I want to see that you all can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So the promise you have made to me today, you must keep your promise. Every day without fail.
When we are coming back, we can chat.
Tad, when we are coming back, then we can check.
Yes.
Tad mēs atgriezīsimies, mēs varam pārbaudīt.
We will check to see if you kept your vow the next time we come back.
Kad mēs būsim atpakaļ, mēs pārbaudīsim, vai jūs savus solījumus pildāt.
So don't cheat on your vow.
Tā kā nemānaties, nekrāpjieties attiecībā uz savu solījumu.
Keep your vow. Yeah.
Turiet to.
So anything else?
Vēl kas?
Okay, we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasati Kari Ki.